This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, boarding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In our today topic, I am going to be going over the topic of hoarding, which in Arabic terminology and Islamic narrations is called ihtikar. Hoarding means to store up a supply or funds, to store them more than what is needed, then to sell them in a higher price. Sometimes a man who is a shopkeeper, for example, may purchase some essential commodities that people need, such as food or home appliances, and store them for the anticipation of an increase in price. A shopkeeper buys these items that are essential for people's daily life, buys them at a lower price, then refuses to sell them. With this, when there is a need in the market, it is usual that price goes up, and the shopkeeper later on gains the fortune to sell them at a higher price and obtain more profit. And not only a shopkeeper, this inappropriate behavior is seen in some other examples, like sometimes a person who works in a pharmacy refuses to sell a medicine, or a man who sells home appliances may do the same. This illegal act can be done by everyone with regard to any item that people need. Hoarding can also be practiced for other purposes. Let me describe it. In some tragic events like a global pandemic or disruption in supply chains of essential commodities, we see people start hoarding. Some people start panic buying, and they buy the essential items like food, cleaning products, and even medicine. Some people, as soon as they feel an item will become scarce, try to buy them as much as possible. This inappropriate act leaves the most vulnerable people in society, like the elderly and young children, and those who cannot afford to buy too much, leaves them to be without the ability to access to basic necessities in their life. This is why hoarding is forbidden in Islam. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of hoarding. Islam not only prohibits hoarding, but also considers it a major sin. There is numerous verses of the Quran and traditions which admonish those who are greedy and warn them of the severe consequences both in this world and in the next life. Hoarding just gives benefit to a person who can buy a lot, and on the other hand, it deprives others from having access to their necessary items. Islam does not allow a person to just think about his own interest and do something that deprives others of their interests. In Islam, people in society are like brothers, and if someone is in trouble, others should help him. But with the practice of hoarding, not only people do not help the needy and troubled people, but also do something that will make them to be more in trouble. According to Muslim jurists, hoarding is prohibited if and when some of the conditions are met. For example, the goods that are hoarded are essential commodities which are of immediate need to people, and that there is a shortage of supply in those goods. However, the root and the core cause for hoarding is due to two main carnal desires, which are the greed and unfairness. And it occurs when people forget the spiritual dimension of life. The Quran and the Hadith remind people to be fair in their dealings with one another. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.